Well, if you're getting this recording, then I'm interested in having your help if you're interested in giving it to me. Or, you know, we can work together. I don't mean to say me, us. My idea for a contest, of course, is peace. And I was thinking we could have 5 rounds. Songs about compassion, songs about understanding, songs about tolerance, songs about activism, and, of course, love. That would be 5 rounds right there. Now, the different things that I wanted to do with it that aren't like, I don't think, anything that's been done, maybe it has, but I wasn't around, so I don't know that. I would like for us to be really specific in the beginning about what, you know, they get 10, I've seen other people go 10 points for rhythm, 10 points for passion or whatever, 10 points for, you know, staying on key. I want it to make it really outlined in the beginning of exactly what they're going to be judged for. And then I want to give them their scorecards at the end. And if there's any ties, of course, we'll have to have extra songs or something, you know, a sing-off or something. But I really think that the contests could be helpful if the people could understand where they're falling short. I don't really expect to win any of them ever, but at the same time, I still would like to know, you know, why didn't I win? What exactly went wrong? You know, that kind of thing. And I think everybody would like to. I know sometimes I just want to go, well, was I fourth? You know? And so this way, I just think that people will get better too, because if someone is singing off key and everyone is going, oh my God, that was so awesome, awesome, you know, they don't know. But if we let them know, you know, they only got a 3 on being on key, and then maybe put a remedy would be maybe to put their hand over their ear so they can hear themselves better. And with rhythm, oh gosh, people are just really lost with rhythm. Most songs are 4-4 time, but some are 6-8 time. And, you know, if we could just maybe talk a little bit about rhythm with them and help them. And then, the grand ending would be, I don't know exactly where we can do this, but I was thinking it would be great to send the recordings that everyone did to soldiers and let them know. I get so emotional when I think about this, but I always feel like soldiers have fought for our lives. I don't like war. Obviously, I think there's a better way. But, you know, those men believe in what they're doing. And they fought for our lives is what they, you know, are taught. And I guess that's what they're doing. I'm not real sure that's true, but in a sense it is. I just think it's our turn now to fight for their lives, because their lives really are on the line. And if we don't change the way things are going, you know, I'm sure you all know Eisenhower's quote. Ugh, that one just gets me. This isn't exact, but not Eisenhower, Einstein. Sorry. The one about, I don't know what the next war will be fought with, but the one after that will be